Joining us on the KRDO Newsline is Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And let's start with it. We had our first mass vaccination clinic this weekend in Colorado Springs. You were on hand along with the governor. And how are things going as far as getting those much-needed doses of COVID-19 to the local area following some disputes earlier in the month?
Well, I think things are on the right track. And I feel like we're getting to some scale and getting a lot of vaccine in people's arms. Just to give you a little bit of history, the federal government is giving the states supplies proportionate to their population. The state embarked on a formula early on that they told us was not strictly population, but really didn't give us a very good idea what it was. We anecdotally had a notion that we weren't getting a population proportion, 12.5%. And then the Gazette did a open records request, and sure enough, in the first couple of weeks, we'd only gotten 8% of those that had been distributed. So we took it up with the state health department, and frankly, they were quite professional and acknowledged, this has not been a good formula. We're going to go to a strict population formula, and we'll make it up to you just as quickly as we can. We can't do it in a week, but we'll make it up as quickly as we can. And they've really made a good effort. Our proportionate share last week would have been 9,000 doses, and we had 25,000 doses. So, you know, we now have about 12, 13, 14 providers. There's new providers coming on every day. It includes very accessible providers, Safeway, King Supers. I think Walmart will be coming on pretty quickly, then Walgreens, CVS. And then you've got your hospital systems. You've got your clinics. And, you know, they're going to their databases. Anybody can call and get in their invitation list. And as soon as your age group comes up, they'll call you by random and get you in there. So it is widely accessible. Frankly, these outdoor events, these mass outdoor events, are logistically really challenging, but they certainly have an air of accessibility about them. But, you know, for example, UC Health is handling 2,000 a day at their administration building, and so that's kind of a mass vaccination indoor event every day. Centura, I really applaud them for doing outdoor events. Obviously, we couldn't do it on Sunday because of the weather, but those folks will come in next Saturday, and then everybody who got vaccinated the first round in these mass events will also get an opportunity to come back for the second round of vaccinations. As of yesterday, I think we're about 96,000 vaccinations. That, by the way, does not include what's going on our military bases, which are offering vaccinations to active duty dependents and some civilian employees. About 30-some thousand people are fully vaccinated. About probably over 50% of 70-year-olds are vaccinated, and probably 23-24% of 65 to 70 are vaccinated. So we're working at it, and you know, I think things are starting to flow better. Obviously, the weather here is going to disrupt things a little bit this week, but I think we've got a system of getting it out as quickly as possible to the age groups that are, you know, up to be vaccinated at a particular time.
And I know that you've probably been hearing the news this morning, Mayor Southers, about your fellow mayor in Woodland Park, Val Carr, passing away from COVID-19. You know, even as we see these numbers coming down, you still the communities are dealing with the stark reality of deaths that are hurting families and hurting communities in this case.
Right, and it's not over. Don't kid yourself. Last week we had 7,500 new cases in Colorado. That was down from 9,000 the week before. We had 1,100 new cases in El Paso County. That's about equal as the week before. There's 127 deaths in Colorado last week. That was down quite a bit from the week before. 12 deaths in El Paso County last week, and that's about the same as the week before. Hospitalizations are the most promising number. That continues to plummet, and of course, for the most part, people don't die if they're not, you know, sick enough to be hospitalized. And I think we're down in the 40s now in terms of COVID positive hospitalizations. You know, in late December we were up to 275. So that number is improving tremendously.
And meanwhile, businesses seem to be doing much better at trying to regain some of the lost business now that they're able to be open at 50%. We're a couple weeks, I think, maybe a couple months into that, Mayor Southers here in Colorado Springs. What's the feedback you're getting from businesses?
They appreciate the opportunity to be open. You know, restaurants were closed to in-house dining through much of December, and we got the governor to change the place on the dial. Frankly, even though some of the numbers didn't justify it, because we really need to get those places open at limited capacity. We've now moved to 50% capacity if, you know, you're in this five-star program. That's really, that's helped a lot. A lot of the, you know, some of them can adjust better to pick up delivery and things like that. Others have a harder time. But the fact of the matter is the economy, and we've talked about this on your show before, is proving itself incredibly resilient. We were up 10% in sales and use tax in December. You know, nationally, retail was down about 3%, Colorado Springs is showing itself to be one of the most resilient cities in America, and it's all a combination of things. Construction, you know, had record construction, both commercial and residential. That residential leads to, you know, furniture buying, appliance buying, all that sort of thing. Online purchasing is just off the charts. I really think we're going to find out that people actually bought more in 2020 because they were at home and doing an awful lot of online
shopping.
Stir
crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
What can I do? What can I
really
do?
I think that's part of the deal. There's, you know, we can't name individual taxpayers, but you're pretty bright. You can figure out who it is. There's a major online retailer. They collected 360,000 in sales tax in November of 2019, and that same online retailer collected 1.2 million in November of 2020.
Oh boy.
And
that
same
gives
retailer,
you an example.
Yeah, that same retailer also making a huge investment as well into Southeast Colorado Springs. That'll definitely
huge.
Pay dividends into the future as well.
We have to take a break, Mayor Southers. We apologize that we're cutting this short, but thank you again for your time and insight. As always, Mayor John Southers joining us as he does every month, this time of the month, to give us what's going on, a take on what's going on in Colorado Springs. We appreciate it.
Take care.